Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in the studio by Paul Moore from Start Garden, and I'm also joined by Mike Miller of Next Mile. Mike is one of the first 5K winners for Start Garden. How are you guys doing today?
Terrific.
Doing well. Beautiful day. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And so, Paul, you guys have done a number of entrepreneurship initiatives. You've done Momentum. You've done 5x5 Night. How does Start Garden differ from those projects?
Well, so Momentum and 5x5 Night are actually directly influential. Start Garden is the basic premise is launch, you know, hundreds of ideas to see which few really sort of take to this Michigan business landscape that we have and really start to grow into new innovations. Because what we learned from Momentum was we have an entrepreneurial culture, but it's not nearly as, you know, prolific or dense as something in Silicon Valley or Boston.
Sure.
So when in that program, we were investing $20,000 in two companies and then taking them through 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning, you know, that's where we learned that we really weren't seeing as much volume, you know, as we thought we wanted.
And you mean as far as people who are submitting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, more like in the dozens versus
you
know, hundreds, which is what you might find through Techstars or Y Combinator or similar.
Sure, sure.
Seed Accelerator. And then at the end, we weren't finding an investment community that was really picking up with the sort of next level of, you know, say $200,000 or $500,000 investment. Here. So Start Garden was an idea to really close the gaps in that program. And then 5x5 was a complete surprise. At that event, you know, we were giving away $5,000 grants, and it was much more popular than we thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized there is an entrepreneurial culture here. It's just happening earlier.
You know, right.
It's more like back of the napkin kind of entrepreneurs than
Silicon Valley
type.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been kind of a manufacturing-based community here in Grand Rapids. So it's only within maybe the last 10 years or so that we've gotten kind of a more of a technology-driven direction.
Right.
Which is great to see.
Yeah. So Start Garden, it was starting at that very early level, $5,000. And then how do you sync everything up so we can invest $20,000 and then $100,000 and then, you know, up to $500,000 and sort of carry an idea from that originating place all the way up to a company that's interested to, you know, potential outside investors.
So walk me through that, Paul. How does that work as far as the whole Start Garden process goes?
So it's a $15 million fund, and each week, twice a week, $5,000 goes into two different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
They're all submitted through the website. So one of the ideas is an idea that our team picks. The other idea is one that the general public can pick. They come and endorse ideas online. The idea there was just how can we remove any excuse that, you know, I don't have money to try out my idea that I had.
It's kind of almost like a business prize or a virtual art prize where people, instead of looking at art, they're looking at businesses and making picks and choices.
Right. Obviously, it's influence, but it is a venture capital fund, so we are investing. This is something that I'm always reminding people. There's a contract.
But what if the public pick something that was so ludicrous, so off the wall? Would you have a final say, or would you just go ahead with that with the $5,000?
I think that if it was a completely non-investable idea that came through that we couldn't catch, you know, if it's acrobats, you know, jumping off of the Amway Grand Plaza Hotel or something.
I'm not going to be submitting that now.
There's no return on the investment that we can get.
Okay.
So there's got to be some, I mean, we're really liberal with the definition, but there does have to be some sort of return on investment.
So you guys pick one, the public pick one, that's out of the gates with the $5,000. So then they have a certain period of time to show, you know, hey, here's what the results we've got are.
Right.
And
so there's a 60 to 90 days.
Okay.
And then returning in person, as much as possible, we're trying to bring in the entire city into the process. So having each idea come back in person.
So the city, the general public has a say on that to get them to the next level as well, or is that all internal with you guys?
Well, what we found with 5x5 Night is it, even though we had a panel of judges who were coming up with a decision for the $5,000, that $5,000 didn't go nearly as far as just that effect that getting up on stage and sharing the idea had, because there were people that were coming in, connecting with the ideas.
Yep.
In fact, just as many ideas that didn't get $5,000.
Yeah, I remember Grand Rapids shirt company, right. Fred Quillen's company. That seems like it's doing well. Uptown Kitchen, I was just in there a couple days ago. Fantastic operation. So
our famous example, the Grandwich competition, which won nothing and happened 6 months later.
Yeah, sure.
It's really about, I think, the people coming in and finding out and sharing that sort of social capital and intellectual capital.
So the $20,000 is the next level. They're coming in 60 to 90 days. You do a re-review. And if somebody just doesn't have their stuff happening, do they have another shot or are they kind of out of it at that point?
No, I think that it's something where we look at it as it's okay to fall away. It's okay to realize you got somewhere and realize that it wasn't working.
Right.
And then, you know, come back with another idea.
Okay.
There's also ideas that might take longer to bake.
Right. They're not out of it. Gotcha. So then from there, it's $50,000 to $500,000 is a possibility.
Yes.
And what do they need to do to get to that level?
I think at that point, it starts to become much more traditional venture capital. It's still very early, but more traditional in the sense that we would be looking for things like a real strong market test, showing that there is a market for the product.
Sure,
there's a team that's forming that really seems like the right team for the product. Obviously, we're seeing a lot of physical products, is why I keep saying product.
Right.
You know, even though it could be services, and they can come from anywhere. I should also mention that it's not just Michigan.
Yeah,
ideas.
That was another thing I was wondering about. Yeah, is it all just, you know, focused on here? But that's good that you are opening that up to other areas across the nation.
Yeah, and we're hoping to bring in more people into the community. So even at those higher levels, if it makes sense for the business to be in another city, it's okay, but we would be looking to customize a way to bring that person into this particular ecosystem, whether it's visiting routinely or spending a significant chunk of time here.
Right.
But at those higher levels, it does become a bit more traditional. We're thinking of it as a startup company that's growing and trying to bring whatever company that is here for some, if it's not here already.
So once they get to a higher level, how much involvement would you guys have in the operations of the company?
In the operations, I don't think so much, but our involvement as far as our own time devoted to trying to bring connections and bring learning, that's something that we're very interested in, is this sort of concept of on-demand learning, you know, at the time that the entrepreneur realizes, oh, I need to know something about IP law or developing for Android or something about manufacturing.
Right.
Immediately being able to connect to the experts in our community who know those things and connect and
sure, that's a great value.
Classes. Yeah. So that's more of our involvement, I think, at those higher levels.